Ersatz Radio. Papa Biggs.
Hello and welcome to the Papa Biggs Show, ersatzradio.co.uk. Coming at you every single day of the week, Monday all the way through to Sunday at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. We've got lots coming up, and here to tell you all about it is my partner in crime.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of Very First Son. I'm Summer's son, and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun, you better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rapping skills are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Because my name is Sun One.
Hello, it's me. Hello, Sun One. Sun One time.
You're right, Sun One, what are you up to?
I'm ready and excited to jump right into some Papa Biggs.
All right, okay. Well, tell us what we've got coming up on today's show then.
Are we going to be doing music?
Music?
Yes.
What we're going to play some?
Yeah, we're going to play 5 tracks from your vast library of tunes.
All right, we're not actually going to create the music ourselves.
I did the jingles.
Oh, okay. And we will also do trailers, where we look at week's trailers and we tell you whether they're good, bad or completely indifferent.
And we'll also be looking at what we've been watching and what we've been reading in the past 7 days.
Which is pretty much self-explanatory. But if you want to get in touch with this show, well, there are lots of ways you can do that. And this is just some of them.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Biggs Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
That was Valentine's with...
I held her in my arms.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that a bit of trivia? Did your mind go blank?
Yeah, my mind just went completely blank, even though the words are right in front of me.
You were holding the words in your arms.
That's right. Okay, what have we got coming up?
Trailers.
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 Oh boy, it's Trailers, the part of the show where we look at 5 trailers for films, for TV shows, for whatever we want that have come out in the past 7 days and tell you whether we think they're good, bad or somewhere in the middle. You can check out these sexy trailers at the Papa Biggs Show YouTube channel where they're compiled in a playlist so you can watch them along with us.
I will wash over the fact that you said, oh boy, and we'll go straight to trailer number 1, please.
Oh boy!
It's Scary Stories
to tell in the dark.
So this is the first full trailer, and we've had a teaser in the past.
I think we had a Super Bowl one, didn't we?
Oh, that's right. Okay. So this is allegedly from Guillermo del Toro, although it's quite, I don't know, it's quite mysterious what his involvement in this is. Probably an executive producer, which means, yeah, go on then, you can use my name. And yeah, that's about it. Anyway, it's a tale of teenagers who discover a spooky book in a scary mansion, and the book starts to come to life. Yes, it is Goosebumps remade for teenagers rather than children, as far as I can see.
Yeah, because it is based on children's books, I think, or young adult books.
Young adults.
Yeah, or basically teenagers.
Is that like
Twilight.
Adults with very low IQ.
Small adults.
Small
very...
midgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
so that's
politically correct term?
Probably not.
Dwarfs.
Dwarf midgets.
Okay.
Which are really small people.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's in it? Anybody we know? I don't recognise anybody in this trailer.
Zoe Margaret Coletti, Michael Gorza, and Austin Zajor.
When's it set? It's all very brown. It looks, feels quite 70s, but I don't think it is it?
I think it might be set in the past.
Oh.
Because I don't see much brown nowadays.
It's... No. Oh, yeah. We've got some old cars in there as well. So it might be earlier than that. It might even be 60s rather than 70s. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, maybe it's just got that aesthetic of
Period. Maybe.
So we've got lots of spooky things. We've got Harold the Scarecrow.
That's right.
Who gets beaten up by some Steve Buscemi looking ass.
Yeah, there's some like zombie with one toe missing.
Yeah, it's trying to find its toe.
We've got kids on bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Yeah.
We've got a swarm of spiders in someone's cheek.
Yeah. So is it based on urban myths or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, when's it out?
It is out on the 23rd of August.
All right, yeah, so right for Midsummer. Okay, so what do you think about this then? What are you going to do with your thumb?
I'm not interested in this at all.
No.
I think it doesn't look interesting. It doesn't look like it's doing anything new with the horror genre or with the spooky stuff with happening to children on bikes genre.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't look very original, does it? Which is a shame. I wonder why Guillermo's put his name to it. Maybe just give him a big fat check and said, can we use your name, please? And you're like, yeah, yes, okay.
Or maybe he's a fan of the books and he just thought, oh, that'll be neat if my name was on that.
Yeah, or maybe, maybe he said, do these monsters. And that's probably about the only thing that might be of any use is that there's that really scary one at the end there. That's the way they're trying to big it up, that it's this really, really scary monster at the end that moves really quickly and looks kind of weird. But there you go. No interest whatsoever. No thumbs at all.
No.
I'm like the toeless zombie, but with no thumb instead of a toe.
And okay. It's the bit that near the end, it stood out to me because they go to the police guy and he explains the exact stuff that's already been explained in the first half of the trailer.
That's right.
And yet they decided to still put it in the trailer.
It's amazing exposition.
So it explains the book and dog, what it does.
Disappointed in the dog. The dog's not as good as extra as the one in The Thing.
It could have been a really cool dog. It could have been a freaky dog.
His own story. Yeah. Anyway, scary stories to tell in the dark. Is out
23rd of August, and it's a thumb down from me.
Next trailer, please, someone.
The next trailer is for a Netflix animated TV show, but you thought this was a game.
Yeah.
And that's because it doesn't look very well animated.
No.
And it's also because nothing happens in this trailer, and because, well, what is this?
I don't know. What do we need this for?
It is Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. So I'm assuming it's a children's animated series. Because DreamWorks do that a lot.
Mm.
They did the Boss Baby TV show. They did the How to Train Your Dragon TV show.
But it seems like a bizarre time to do one. I mean, maybe when the first Jurassic World came out, when there was that kind of a reboot, maybe that would make sense. But there's already been two films, and this is kind of in between the second and the third film. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what is it? Is he doing anything new? No. It's got a raptor, the usual, and it just kind of walks into some leaves and attacks the camera. And that's it.
So for considering it's such a thing that doesn't seem like it would have much of a fan base surrounding it, it's being hyped up. Like, this doesn't come out until next year, and it's probably for young people. So why is there a 30-second teaser online for this?
It's not being marketed great. No, don't get me wrong. I like a bit of dinosaurs. I like a bit of Jurassic. But I really don't know what... I mean, obviously, I'm not a small child, and if it is aimed at small children, which it looks like it may well be, just because it's animation doesn't mean necessarily mean it's mainly aimed at children, but it does look, like you say, like it's aimed at children.
Mm.
I just don't see the point in it whatsoever.
Yeah, I do like a bit of the first Jurassic Park film and the first Jurassic World film, and not the others.
I like the second one, Lost World's okay. Still got Jeff Goldblum.
I don't remember that one at all.
Still got Jeff Goldblum.
And then the third
can't
one
be bad.
Was the one with the missing kid.
That was shocking.
And then Jurassic World, the one that came out last year.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, what are you going to do with that thumb of yours? Who's in it? And when's it out?
So, no one's in it yet. No one's
just
been
announced. Just dinosaurs animated.
And it's out next year on Netflix. You might watch it. You probably won't, unless you are either a Jurassic World stan or...
What's a stan?
It's internet slang for someone who really likes a franchise.
Someone that really likes a franchise.
No, it doesn't stand for anything.
There's an
Eminem song called Stan about someone who stalks someone or something
Right, okay, yeah.
So if you obsess over something...
You're a stan.
You're a stan.
You're a fan. You're a fan.
You're either a fan or a stan.
Okay.
Or a fan
so
stan.
A stan's one up from a fan.
Yeah.
What's a man?
What's
a
woman? A man. What makes a man a man? Am I a man?
Yes. Technically, you are.
Yeah. All right. I am.
Thumb down.
Thumb down from me also.
Okay, let's do one more trailer and have a little bit of music. Go on.
So this very next trailer is also from Netflix, and it's not a cartoon aimed at young people. It's live action, and it's aimed at not old young people.
Okay. That would be what is it, old people? It's named adults, isn't it? It's
somewhere 15, in the middle.
Is it a 15 plus?
It's a 15, yes.
Yeah.
This is the final ever Netflix Marvel collaboration. It's the third season of Jessica Jones.
Oh, that's right. So I haven't seen. I watched one episode of the first season, and that was it for me.
Did you?
You've watched them, haven't you?
Yes, I've seen most of them. Yeah. Everything except Punisher.
I watched the first episode, and because you wanted to watch it, being Marvel, but it wasn't released. It was, well, when did the first series come out?
2015, so I would have been 12.
Exactly. So I watched it to see if it was suitable, because it was a 15, and I said, no way. So you didn't watch these until a lot later, did you?
I watched it about a year after you said no, because I wouldn't shut up.
Okay. All right. The one thing that I found interesting in this, because obviously I'm not a fan and I don't really know much about it, was the casting of Carrie-Anne Moss. Now, was she in the other two series?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was she?
Yep.
Really? Okay. Carrie-Anne Moss, of course, for those uninitiated, is from The Matrix and from Memento, two fabulous films. And I'm glad to see she's getting some work, because I think she's really, really good. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's good in this as well. She's like a lawyer. She's like a very high-up lawyer. She's rich and she's a bit of a snob.
All right.
And she tries to hire Jessica Jones, who is a super-powered, not a superhero. She's an alcoholic PI.
Yeah. So who's the Bond girl? Who's that? Who's her mate?
That's Trish.
Oh, that's a good superhero name. Is she not a superhero then? She's just normal.
Well, she got addicted to drugs and it gave her superpowers.
All right, well, that's what happens when you take drugs.
Yeah, that was...
So take drugs, kids, because you'll get superpowers.
Yep, that was the season two cliffhanger.
That's not a very good message, is it? That's a terrible message to send out, because that's not true. You will die, and you'll become addicted. And they're quite pricey as well, I believe. So.
Well, she does become addicted, and she does become poor.
Okay.
So it's not like...
Oh, well, yeah.
It's not like, I took this drug, and now I can fly.
Now I'm a really poor, addicted superhero.
So I hope it's good. Because season one was good. Season two was probably worse than Iron Fist. I didn't enjoy it. It was about her mum, Jessica Jones's mum.
Right, that didn't sound very interesting.
It wasn't very interesting, no. But the
was the mum the baddie?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Because in the first series, it was Doctor Who, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was David Tennant himself.
It was Mr. Purple or something.
Purple Man, yeah.
There you go.
He was very interesting.
I almost got something right then.
Yeah. And this is Gregory something.
Yeah.
And I looked him up.
Gregory something.
Yeah, I forgot his surname. Salinger. Gregory right. Salinger. I looked him up, and he is the obscure Marvel character, Fool Killer. He kills fools.
Fool Killer. Yep. So, Salinger, I'm assuming that's based on J.D., Catcher in the Rye.
Maybe.
And all that metatextual sort of reference with the killing of John Lennon.
I hope this is good. I would have preferred it to end with Daredevil Season 3.
All right.
Then again, this might be better than that. I don't know.
Maybe the blind man of mystery, that's not his name, is it, will make an appearance in this?
That'd be cool. What would be cool, what would be even cooler...
Full team up.
...is if there was a reference to the snap in one of these shows.
Ah.
Where it ends with them dusting away or something.
Yeah.
And then it says, Defenders Season 2 coming soon. And then it ends with the Defenders Season 2, which is set in the 5-year gap. I'd want that.
Would you?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Well, they might do something with it, obviously, when now they've bought everything and Disney on the world. So, all right. So I have no interest in this, I'm afraid, so I can't really comment, so I'll just stick my thumb in the middle.
Okay.
When's it out?
It's out June the 14th.
And
so
just for some housekeeping, just so those who are not initiated in the ways of Jessica Jones, who's in it?
Kristen Ritter, Rachel Taylor and Carrie-Anne Moss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this thumb up.
Okay, and it's out when, sorry?
June the 14th.
June the 14th.
So that's like
next
from now,
weekish.
Yeah. Mm. But if you're listening to this on the podcast version, then it's already out.
Already out, aren't you? Well,
yeah, and you should be listening on demand because we are on Spotify, Google Play, and it's very good. It's all right. It's okay.
Correct. That was It's All Right and It's Okay by Primal Scream from their brand new album Maximum Rock and Roll.
It's brand
a collection of all their singles.
Brand new, huh?
Brand new, double CD, double album.
Yeah, but if it's a collection of all their singles, that, does that mean that the song isn't brand new? Because it's just pre-recorded.
No, the song isn't brand new, but the album's brand new, which is what I actually said. So you need to listen.
Yeah,
you think you are me.
But it wouldn't just be from its brand new album, would it?
No.
But never mind. We're not going to get into the discography of Primal Scream.
No, because we're halfway through Trailers here on the Papa Big Show, here on SS Radio.
Yeah.
And we have already had what?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, Jurassic World, Camp, Cretaceous, and Jessica Jones Season 3.
Okay, so what have we got for trailer number 4 then, please, someone?
This is an oddity because it is, I believe, the first trailer we have for an Apple TV original. Yeah.
Now, incidentally, I updated my iOS on my device and my iTunes disappeared and my Apple TV app appeared.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Gone.
Yes.
It's been replaced with Apple Music, Apple TV, and Apple something else.
Apple
Podcasts, which we are now on. We are on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out, The Papa Big Show on Apple Podcasts.
There you go. All right, so this is For All Mankind, a new series, or is it a film?
It's a series.
It's a series, actually, yes. I got it right. I just doubted myself just for a moment there.
Never doubt yourself, Dad.
Okay, then. Anyway, I do like the start of this trailer because
it
sets it up as if it is another First Man film, which of course was out previously, because it is 50 years since man landed on the moon. And it sets it up and we see, and it's a one great step for man and all this, and it really sets it up as if it is a retelling, and then, boom, massive curveball. It's the Russians that landed on the moon. It's a red moon. It's the Soviet Union. And then, from then on, it's like, what happens now?
Alternate
this
universe.
Alternate universe sort of scenario where it was the Russians who landed on the moon and then becomes this amazing, even bigger than before, space race. And they're on about colonizing Mars and Saturn and everything like that. Because, of course, the moon is part of Mars. That's official now. Did you know that?
What the hell are you talking about? The moon is part of Mars.
The President of the United States tweeted yesterday, okay,
oh God,
that he was disappointed that NASA is still going on about going to the moon when they should be going to Mars. Obviously, the moon is part of Mars, he said. This is how stupid the leader of your country is,
no way
America.
He said that.
Yes,
the
it
moon
is.
Part of Mars.
The moon is part of Mars. You can check it out. He tweeted it.
He trumped it.
He trumped it. he tweeted
Donald
out a Trump.
Tweet.
Yeah. Believe it or not. All right, so it's yeah, I know, it's incredible. It's not really, because he is an absolute imbecile. I don't care if we have American listeners and they are fans of Trump. If you are, well, then don't listen to our show, because we hate him. He's a moron.
Okay.
All right.
I'm surprised that Donald Trump believes there is a moon.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or that we landed on the moon.
Well, yeah, that is a possibility. That is a possibility.
Well, that there are planets.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Stanley Kubrick, but he's good, but he's not that good.
He's not good enough to fake the moon landing.
No, and the most amazing, it must be the most amazing conspiracy theory for every single person. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of people who were involved in this amazing feat, scientists and all kinds of different people. And they're all in on it, of course. They're all in on it, and none of them has ever blabbed and said, oh yeah, we really did fake the moon landings. Amazing that. Amazing the way they've got away with that.
No,
well done,
minds.
All those people.
Have we talked about this trailer at all, or have we just talked about Donald Trump and the
faking
the moon landing?
No, I think we've given it the kind of overall essence of what this trailer is about. Although there's a lot more going on than that, because it kicks off from there, and there's all kinds of shenanigans. All kinds of shenanigans. And I'm not quite 100% sure of where it is going to go, which I like about a trailer. I really, really do.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so I think this is very interesting. Who's in it and when's it out?
It stars Nick Turan, Chris Agas, and Olivia Trujillo.
Never heard of those people. Have there been anything else that we know of?
I mean, I assume they've probably been in other things, but I don't know.
Of note. Okay, so do we know anybody else is attached to this? Because I know Apple were on about, you know, big names as producers and directors and everything like that, which is what they were going for, I think, for a lot of their new programmes, for their new flagship TV channel to rival Netflix and Amazon. But rather than, you know, big name actors, they were going for big name directors and things like that, which is quite an interesting strategy, I thought. So I wonder if this has somebody of note either producing or directing. I suppose
not even IMDb says.
With a series, it's usually the producer, you know, oversees it, and they might have individual directors of these that might be, you know, quite big names. Who
knows? That's what turns me off about this, the fact that it's a series. Because
Well, with these kind of alternative things, like Man in the High Castle, you know, I mean, that's had 3 seasons now, hasn't it? So I watched the first one, which is very, very good. But we don't have Amazon Prime.
We don't have Apple TV?
No. I don't know if we're going to.
There's
to get one of these streaming services.
Disney Plus.
It's going to be that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Marvel Boy.
And Star Wars Dad. And The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Dad. Well, there you go. That's it. Anyway, I quite like the look of this. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle because although I like the idea of it and I like the twist, I don't know if I'd watch it.
Okay. What's our last trailer for this week, please?
Grand finale. Sticking with the space theme, we have Ad Astra. This is a film starring Brad Pitt, Liv Tyler and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
It comes out on the 18th of September and it's about space.
Yeah, our dad likes a bit of space.
And it's about a dad in space. It's about a father and son.
Played by Brad Pitt, astronaut. And it's obviously set in a near future, not a parallel universe like the last one. It's a kind of near future where we're kind of colonising with space stations and things like that. And it's it looks very interesting because it starts off in kind of a factual sort of strange sort of maybe it's going to be a disaster movie like Gravity or something like that, but then it goes off in a completely different direction and becomes almost like a baddies versus goodies type film, doesn't it, where you've got there's an evil villain and he's going to destroy the world and one man has to stop him, and it goes off like that instead, doesn't it? So
yeah.
it starts off with one kind of atmosphere and theme and then completely veers off. So I'm not 100% sure what it is, which again kind of intrigues me. I like that in a trailer. And the bad guy, if he is a bad guy, we don't know yet, is played by Tommy Lee Jones, who is the father of Brad Pitt the astronaut, who is going to be sent out to stop him. Oh, Liv Tyler plays the wife of Brad Pitt. And there is another cameo by another very famous old face, Mr. Donald Sutherland as well. So I like the cast. And there's some nice visuals. And there's some nice set pieces. And then there's one really weird bit, which kind of looks a bit stupid. And it's just coming up as I'm talking here. It's a moon buggy chase. What's going on there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know which bit you mean, but...
It's like, what's that? Look at this bit. It's like, it's all looking very realistic and very clear. And then we've got a shootout on moon buggies. It's like, what's going on here?
I'm not sure about this, if I'm being honest.
I am not sure about this at all. I haven't got a clue.
I'm confused.
Do you know who the director is?
It's probably someone famous.
No, James Gray is called. And he did. So I had to look him up. Right, he's done a couple of other films. The last one of note was The Lost City of Z, which again promised so much and looked incredible, but was left you feeling empty inside after watching it. You don't remember what exactly?
Yeah, it left you feeling unfulfilled.
Absolutely.
I forgot about that film completely until you just brought it up then.
Yeah.
That was the one with the sexist undertones. That's all I remember about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and this was, it was just like, that could have been great. And this starts off like it's going to be great. And then it just seems to just, I don't know, what are you doing? What are you playing at? But that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. I am definitely going to watch this.
In because cinemas? As
I
said,
I think it would have to be watched in cinema, this. It's going to be big.
You said that with Godzilla, and we still haven't gone to see that.
Well, yeah, well, that was my fault, wasn't it? I had to do some work instead. Oh, well, that's got terrible reviews anyway. We shall see about this
Empire
one.
Empire gave it a one
Astra.
Star.
That's impressive. Ad Astra. Out August, no, September the 18th.
Yes.
What are you going to do with your thumb, someone?
Okay, so I am not harsh enough to give it a thumb down. I'm not hopeful enough.
Yeah, don't need to throw your microphone everywhere. Go on.
I'm not hopeful enough to give it a thumb up. So the only other option is a thumb in the middle. So
okay, well, I was erring on a thumb in the middle, but I'm going to go thumb up. I'm going to be positive.
Oh, but then if you stay positive, you might have Lost City of Z syndrome,
yeah,
where you watch it.
And I go, oh.
That wasn't great. You might have James Gray syndrome.
Yeah, James Gray.
Yeah.
He lives up to his name.
It's not black, it's
bland.
Not white. Yeah, it's grey.
Sorry,
I'm James.
I'm still going to stick my thumb just about up.
Okay.
It's a little bit flaccid, but it's just about up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So that leads us to our trailer of the week. What would you like to pick as your trailer of the week, Sun Mom?
So we gave...
Go on, a recap.
Stories, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Was that two thumbs down?
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous was two thumbs down.
Oh, negative.
Jessica Jones Season 3, thumb up for me, thumb in the middle from you.
Mm-hmm.
For All Mankind was two thumbs in the middle.
Mm-hmm. No, I gave it a thumb up.
He gave it a thumb up.
I did.
And Ad Astra, which was thumb in the middle from me and a thumb up from you. I'm going to guess that you're going to go with Ad Astra as your
trailer
of the week.
I am going to go with that. I'm going to be positive. I'm guessing you're going with Jessica Jones.
That was obvious because it's the only thumb up I gave.
Yes. Alrighty then. That's been the trailers. But we're getting nowhere now, are we here?
You can't just say it. It's not a segue. It's not clever if you just say the title of the song.
It worked. Do it. That was Getting Nowhere in a Hurry by Roy Budd from the film.
Let me guess.
What?
Is it from Get Carter?
It was, yeah. Well done. You can read.
I can read.
Okay.
But what have I been reading this week? Now that's a segue. What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? Yes, of course, it's the what we've been watching, what we've been reading. The part of the show where you look at what we've been watching and what we've been reading in the past week. What did you read?
Well, I meant you said you've already done this book. Well, I've mentioned it before, but I've never read it before. So I finally got round to reading a very large book. A very, very large book all about the Coen brothers. You know I like a little bit of non-fiction based around films. And this is all about the two brother directors of many, many films, including some we've reviewed and talked about on this show, such as, name me one. Go on.
Oh, I'll name you a few.
Go on.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Which was good.
Yes.
Hail Caesar.
Which was terrible.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Yeah, and?
Big Lebowski.
Yes, which is great.
In my opinion, it was okay.
Okay.
Sorry
weird,
about that.
Weird boy. And was that it?
No Country for the Old Man.
Oh, yeah.
Never
but
seen
you
it.
You haven't seen that. That's incredibly violent, but it's
Fargo.
Stark. Fargo's brilliant.
That's
yeah.
all I can name.
All right, well, that's pretty good. Pretty good. They kind of fall into three categories, the Coen brothers' films, in my opinion.
Oh, and there's Buster Scruggs.
Oh, yeah. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Right.
Oh, it's there. I promise I didn't read it from the screen.
Yeah, okay. Well, they kind of fall into three categories, in my opinion. They have their brutal, violent thrillers, such as Blood Simple, Fargo, and No Country for Old Men. They have their ridiculous, quirky comedies, such as Raising Arizona, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and Hail Caesar. And they're not always brilliant, but some of them are. And then they have these kind of, I don't know, experimental, I suppose, where they're trying out something very different to what they normally would do, where it usually falls around either some kind of remake or maybe... some kind of experimental things. So this is like The Man Who Wasn't There, which was a film noir, which they redid. And then they did two remakes with True Grit and The Lady Killers. which I've since regretted, and it's okay, but it's, you know, why make a perfectly good original film? And then The Lady Killers, which is an absolute... I will not watch that because it's an absolutely brilliant British Ealing comedy. And how dare you, sir, remake that film?
I've got a question.
Go on.
Iron Man refers to Thor as Lebowski in Endgame.
Correct.
Yeah? So it means he's seen that film and yeah. he recognises when people look like... The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
So in Iron Man, why didn't he question that Obadiah Stane, played by Jeff Bridges, looks like Big Lebowski?
Yeah, well, he didn't, did he? Because he had a shaved head. He didn't have the Big Lebowski look, did he?
But he still had the...
He didn't look like the dude.
But he still had that face, you know?
The dude about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, one film which I really, really like by the Coen brothers. I like some of them. I like some of them a lot, and I think some of them are also not very good. But one that I really, really like is Inside Llewyn Davis, which stars Oscar Isaac as a very miserable, very wisecracking, annoying, but absolutely hilariously funny. Well, not hilarious, that's a bit overdoing it, but funny, sarcastically funny, brilliant folk singer in the 1960s. And it is a really lovely, great little film. And one of the other really underrated films, in my opinion, is A Serious Man, which is also incredibly funny as well. But both of those fall into the, what's this all about, boys? Anyway, that's what I've been reading this week, The Coen Brothers. Mm. What have you been reading, boy?
So we went to Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
And we went into the comic book shop, Forbidden Planet.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually got... everything priced up, most expensive things you'll ever see. So I never buy anything in there. Well, we went in last time, what did they have but 4 comics for £1?
Ooh.
Like random selection bags. You could see the one on the front, one in the back, and you get 2 mystery ones in the middle. And inside this random selection of like Marvel, DC and Indie, I'd say that my favourite that I read was The Champions.
Ah, yes. The 1960s series with a brilliant soundtrack. That the one?
No, that's not the one. It is a... So you know how you've got the Young Justice, who are like the young versions of the Justice League?
Mm.
Champions are the young versions of the Avengers. So you've got Miss Marvel, Miles Morales, Spider-Man... Braun, who's a young version of Hulk. Ironheart, who's a young version.
Braun?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
He's not the most interesting character. You've got a young Wasp, you've got Ironheart, who's a young Iron
What's
Man.
A young Wasp called?
Wasp. Same name.
All right, it's not like Grub or something.
That's a good idea. If I ever work for Marvel, I'm going to create a character called Grub.
Yeah.
So I got issues 2 and 3 of this. I didn't get issue 1, but issue 2 and 3 seem to tell a cohesive story together. So you've got Miss Marvel, Viv Vision, who's the daughter of Vision.
Is that just you got a stutter?
Viv Vision is in short for Vivian.
All right.
So Viv Vision, Braun, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Miss Marvel on a mission in, I think they're in Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
And some supervillains tearing up the city. And they actually lose, and Miss Marvel and Viv Vision die.
It's not easy to say that, is it? Vision.
Vision. I can easily Vision. Say that. So, Spider-Man and Braun are bawling their eyes out because 2 of their friends have just died.
Right.
But then they're approached by the devil.
Like, what?
Mephisto, who's the Marvel devil, and he's like, I can bring him back. I'll send you back in time about a minute and a half.
Oh,
sort it out.
Boo.
So, they're like, okay, we'll do that.
Ah, but do they sell their souls to the devil?
Well, he's like...
Does he meet them at the
crossroads?
That's
what they say. They say, can we... Were we like, giving out our souls here? He's like, nah, I'm just playing. I just want to do this. I feel like it.
Oh, this is lazy writing.
No, it's not. Wait for this twist. So they both get brought back, and they take down the villain. And when they get back, Spider-Man realises, in that first timeline, I saved a girl's life. Where is she now? So he goes back to Dubai, and there's a memorial there. The girl that he saved has died. So, life for a life, this innocent person has died.
For their friends.
Yeah, so
how
Spider-Man...
bloody selfish.
Spider-Man feels really guilty. So, it ends on the cliffhanger in issue 3 of Miss Marvel, like, what happened? What's up with you? What happened in Dubai?
So, are you going to go out and purchase... the next one.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Yeah, well, like 25p a shot, that's not bad then, is it, to get you on the road to your...
Yeah.
Whatever.
There were a few other interesting ones. There was one about people dressing up as nuns and killing people. It's like a revenge story. Killing their ex-boyfriends dressed as nuns.
Okay.
What are you doing, a spazzy face?
Just the way I look.
Right, what have we watched this week?
What have we watched? Well, I watched, and you watched, and Son 2 watched, and Mum and Biggs watched. We all are continuing our trek through cinematic history, and I'm trying to find films that I think you might like. And I thought, well, we're doing a whole range of different genres, and last night was, I thought we'd have a comedy.
Yeah.
And it's...
You thought we'd have a comedy.
2008 comedy by Ben Stiller, starring, well, lots of people. Ben Stiller himself, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey. Have I missed anybody? Steve Coogan. Yeah, loads of people. Anyway, Tropic Thunder was the film. Now, what did you think of it?
It was a great start, if I'm being honest, with those...
The trailers are
fake
great.
Fake trailers, fake adverts, and then the opening scene.
Yeah.
And then the fake news stories... was great.
It does lull. You're right. I agree. I agree with you. It does lull then after that, where it tries to fit a story in there. But I don't think there's much need to. I think it'd be fine. It does pick up again at the end, doesn't it? And Son 2 is in tears laughing.
He actually was crying at the baby Ben Stiller's adopted son.
Stabbing him in the neck and then him picking him up and throwing him windmill-like across a bridge.
So I laughed at the beginning. For the first 20 minutes, I laughed loads of times.
And then I didn't laugh
until the end.
Until we laughed at Son 2 laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah. It wasn't a horrible film. I thought it was okay. I rated it a 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
But Downey Jr. is amazing in this. I think he's absolutely amazingly funny in this.
Yeah. He's very, very, very good.
He is, all the way through it. And interestingly, there was two things which I hadn't seen before, because we had this on DVD, and I just bought a little cheapy one from HMV, good on HMV, and it had some extras on there, one of which was a trailer for the film within the film, which was quite funny.
No, it's a trailer. That film within the film is an actual film that exists. It's actual documentary about the film within the film.
All right. Well, actually, it's also kind of lampooning not only Apocalypse Now, which was a famous Vietnam War film, which was very, very troubled, but there was also a documentary made about the troubling war film that got made, so it's kind of like it's very metatextual.
Also, like The Room, and Disaster Artist.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, it had a clip that was done for the MTV Awards show, which they must have done live, because you can kind of hear the live audience laughing in the background, and that was quite funny as well, wasn't it? Poor old Jack Black getting whacked in the testicles repeatedly by Robert Downey Jr. But they're also taking the mickey out themselves about Iron Man and Kung Fu Panda and various things. So that was quite funny too. So we watched those two afterwards. So that's what we watched this week.
What it reminded me of, especially with the trailers and the fake news, was of the interdimensional cable episodes from Rick and Morty, where they upgrade their television box to get television from
TiVo.
alternate realities.
Do they get TiVo?
So they have like house hunters of people actually hunting houses and a man peeling his skin off and man versus car wrestling and things like that.
I've also remembered that Tom Cruise just out of nowhere, I don't know if it was the Oscars or it was some awards ceremony, but he just turned up dressed as Les Grossman and just did the full on dance just at some awards ceremony and then went off again. Which is amazing. Anyway, that was Tropic Thunder. That's what I watched. What do you watch this week, my boy?
I watched The Chef Show, which is the show for chef.
It's the show for chef.
So one of my favourite films, Chef, which I also watched this week. I watched it in preparation for The Chef Show.
You watched it in preparation,
It's Jon Favreau and Roy Choi, who's the guy who actually did the film for Chef.
Yeah, and taught him how to cook, didn't he?
Making food with and for celebrities. So we've seen the first episode with Gwyneth Paltrow and Bill Burr. Bill Burr, the comedian. So they made Cubanos, they made the Pepper Pot, and they made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, which of course was in the film.
Very enjoyable, and it had some good anecdotes.
It was a nice kind of thrown together kind of thing. It had a nice atmosphere to it, didn't it? Mm. Like they weren't really that bothered. It was just people just getting together and enjoying themselves. But what is interesting is the way they filmed it, isn't it?
Yeah, like over certain amounts of time, like from the filming of Spider-Man Homecoming, which Gwyneth Paltrow didn't know she was in.
I was in that film, was I?
No, I was in Avengers. No,
yeah, I was expecting her to be really annoying, but she was actually all right. Well, she came across quite well.
So that's what we've been watching and what we've been reading. Mm. And we're running out of time. We're going into overtime, so let's play some music. That was Overtime by Buffalo Tom.
Yeah, and I'm afraid we have reached overtime, but we have got nothing left to give.
Not even time for film news, which I had planned. I had amazing bits of news. There was a Wonder Woman poster, there was Stranger Things poster, something about a Magic the Gathering show. I really wanted to talk about how the X-Men animated series team of producers and directors and creators are approaching Disney about a continuation.
It's a continuation of the films?
Of the show.
The animation show.
The 90s show.
Oh,
that one. That one. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, you just did tell us all. So that's
good. Oh, yeah, I have told you all. And we have to tell you all goodbye now.
All right. Well, thank you. You can join us every single day of the week here on earthsearchradio.co.uk at 7 a.m. or 5 p.m. Or you could, at your leisure, you could download us without any music.
Yeah.
What do they do there?
You can head on over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spreaker or Stitcher or
all those
Podbean,
things.
Anything.
Whatever floats your boat, you can download us. Check us out. Okay, that is definitely all we've got time for, so say goodbye, someone.
Goodbye. I love you and leave you.
Okay, we're going to leave you with New Order. Everything's gone green. Goodbye now.
Ta-ra.